Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for December 18th, 2024, aka Fed Day, and it wasn't a good day. So let's get started. Mortgage rates popped, and they might even pop a little bit higher than this by tomorrow morning. What happened? Well, the Federal Reserve came out and cut rates. So you're probably thinking, well, why did this happen? Well, the same thing had happened on September 18th. A lot of people were pivoting, waiting for that rate cut in September 18th from the Fed. They did it, and mortgage rates went up and up and up at that point, and we're above 7% once again this time around, even though the Federal Reserve cut rates. So let's get over to the markets. I want you to see Steve Leisman. He's coming up with the breaking news right here for us. I'm going to go over where the bond market was. You probably saw that here a second ago. I didn't want to give that away to you, but let's check out Steve Leisman. He was live right when the Federal Reserve came out to give us some of those details, and then I'm going to show you the repercussions in the bond market as well as the equity markets on this news. And we're going to also going to take a deep look into the dot plot. The Federal Reserve did issue their new dot plot. We're going to compare the 2024 version to the 2025 version, and that's the culprit of why mortgage rates are spiking. But let's listen to Steve first. So Steve, take it away, buddy.
The Federal Reserve cutting interest rates by 0.25 point to a new level of 4.25% to 4.5%. The committee says in its statement it is still, quote, considering the extent and timing of additional adjustments. Now, the Summary of Economic Projections says it raises the average expected rate to 3.9%. That's an additional half a point than what had previously been forecast, or just two cuts now projected by the committee, by the average committee forecast, down from 0.25 point cuts that had been projected. Same for 2026, which now goes to 3.4% expected from 2.9. So that discussion you're just having, yes, the Federal Reserve did indeed reduce the number of rate cuts it projects for the average committee member next year. The neutral rate is now 3.1 up from 2.9%. One dissent, new Cleveland Fed President Beth Hammack, who took office just a few months ago, she preferred to hold rates. Bottom line, committee still heading down, but at a slower, perhaps shallower slope. Economic activity is said to be expanding at a solid pace. And if you've heard this before, it was really a carbon copy of the prior statement when it came to the economy. Labor market has generally eased. Unemployment rate is up. There's been progress on inflation, but it remains elevated. The outlook is uncertain, the committee says, looking at risks on both sides of the mandate. More on the projections here. Growth was raised by a half a point for this year to 2.5%, back to 2.1% and then 2% in the next several years. Unemployment now seen down 0.2 from the prior forecast, that is, to 4.2 from 4.3 over the next 3 years. And one more thing, the more important issue of inflation, where the core PCE is seen up 0.2 to 2.8%, 2.5% the next year, and then it gets down to trend in 2027. That's the 2% number. So quarter point cut, still considering additional cuts, but considering fewer, or forecasting fewer cuts than it had been in the past. Tyler?
Okay, so you probably saw me shaking my head. I don't really care what's going to go on in 2026 or 2027 because they really don't even have a beat on what's going to happen in 2025. But let's get over what happened or the repercussions of what happened just now once the Federal Reserve cut rates. Here's what happened to the bond market. And as you guys know or follow my channel on a daily basis, this is bad news. Okay, so what we watch here, this is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. If the price of the bond goes down like you're seeing right through here, that means mortgage rates are going up. this is a pretty darn big move. So you're going to see mortgage rates, you know, take another leap up. We'll be well above 7% here shortly. But I think the markets will calm down a little bit tomorrow after they digest a lot of this data, but only time's going to tell. The equity markets right through here, they're getting hammered as well. But the concern also is the VIX. Right over my head, you're going to see the VIX. It spiked up to 27. That's not good news. This is the anxiety level of the markets, and this is bad. This is going to cause a lot of anxiety, a lot of panic selling. So you're going to see huge volatility going on right now, but be patient. Be patient, okay? But because what they were talking about is the only really projection that the Federal Reserve came out is instead of four rate cuts, they're saying they're going to cut two times. So let's get over to the dot plot. That's what they come out with four times a year. So the Federal Reserve meets about every 6 weeks, but four times a year they come out with what they call the dot plot, okay? The dot plot basically says, you know, when the members meet, they put a little bit of a dot right next to where they expect the federal funds rate to be. And remember, the federal funds rate is the rate that banks use when they need to borrow money from each other. It's a whole different story, but that's what the federal funds rate is. So here's what the projections were at the dot plot that we had currently, and then I'm going to show you the new one that just came out today. So here's the old one. They hit it right on the button. So in 2024, they said that they would have the federal funds rate at 4.25 to 4.5, and that's where we are right now. And then they expected in 2025 four rate cuts, bringing the rates down to about, right, what do we see right through here, about between 3 and 3.5%. Okay, so here's the new one. When you go to here, the 2025 projections now are, well, I got to get my head out of the way so you guys can see this, is right over here. They're expecting rates now at 3.75 to 4. So that means there's only going to be two rate cuts in 2025 versus four. And that's what they were talking about, or Steve was talking about there. So that's what's happening in the markets right now. It's not a good scene in the markets, but I think the data will get digested. It's not as doom and gloom as it appears. He said the jobs market is in a little bit weak right now. That's what they were hoping for, and that was because of that. They're saying, okay, if unemployment goes up, that means less people are going to be buying stuff, which means that AKA inflation might start coming down as well. Kind of a bad way to look at it, but that's how they do it. So that's our report for today. Let me tell you a little bit about me. My name is Dan Frio. I do this report every day, two times a day, to advise you guys on what the heck's going on. I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're out there trying to buy that first house, maybe buy that first investment property, there's a lot of people doing debt consolidation loans right now or pulling equity out of their current homes. So if you need help with that, reach out to us as well. And we do a lot of investor loans as well. We have DSCR programs, lease programs, bank statement programs, the whole works. So I work at ServBank. ServBank is the number 10 largest mortgage servicer in the entire country. And we're also one of the largest mortgage brokers in the country. So my theme here is we are offering you one application, one credit pool, because you don't want 50 other banks to pull your credit. And we're going to get you offers of up to about 50 different lenders to help make sure you're in the right program first, right program, and then we're going to look at rates, fees, and everything else, because you need to be in the right program before you do anything else. So thanks for watching, folks. If you want to learn more about me, go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. You can put in your application right through here, or you can schedule a consultation. This is what I request. This is the best way to do things, right through here. You're going to talk to me, Alan, or David. There's only three of us here, and we all have over 20 years experience. We do have a rate request calculation, I'll say it this way. If you have a mortgage now and you're at some point you really want to refinance because you're at 7, maybe 8% on that rate, check out our Rate Watch tool. Right over here, you can put in your information. And then what it'll do is when that rate hits that number that you're looking for, I'm going to give you a call. We'll go through the numbers, make sure it's saving you enough money, and we'll get the ball rolling. But if you'd rather call us, you can scroll down to the bottom of my website, and there's our information right through there. Our 844-775-5626 is our phone number. Or if you want to reach me personally directly, just email me at dan@therateupdate.com, and it will be me answering and most likely replying to you. So thanks for watching, guys. Have a fantastic evening, and we'll be back here to see how this mess starts another day tomorrow. See you later. Bye-bye.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Bite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Add color to your home's exterior with LED outdoor string lights. They're perfect for holidays or get-togethers, and they can be scheduled to automatically turn on or off. View our entire selection of Bite Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution. An all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code LISTEN at Monarch.com.
That's Monarch.com.
Promo code LISTEN. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.